This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The mother of Russia's top opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, says that she has seen her son's body and that she is resisting strong pressure from authorities to agree to a secret burial outside the public eye. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Ludmila Navalnaya, mother of the late Russian opposition leader, restated her demand to give her Alexei Navalny's body and objected to what she described as authorities trying to force her to agree to a secret burial. They want it done secretly, without a memorial service. They want to take me to the edge of the cemetery to a fresh grave and say, here lies your son. I don't agree with that. Ludmila Navalnaya made her comments in a video statement from the Russian Arctic city of Salekhard and said investigators have allowed her to see her son's body in the city morgue. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears mount over humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Farouk Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.